I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the second season of the Mint Climate Change Tracker. I'm your host, Vivek Bhattacharya. How's everyone doing? Are you feeling as frazzled as I am? Almost half of 2020 is gone. Can you believe it? And the news just keeps getting worse every day. Since the tracker completed its first season in end February, our world has been completely transformed by the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm sure most of you listening to this are working from home, adjusting to a new reality, worried about the future. From what scientists tell us, we are in this for the long haul, at least until a vaccine is found and declared safe for everyone to use. We will be living with this infection for years. And then there is climate change. If you're shocked to see the complete breakdown of global systems over the past couple of months, remember, the pandemic is just a dress rehearsal for climate change. One day, the pandemic will go away. But once we are on the slippery slope of climate change, there's no going back. If you remember, in the first season, I talked about the many different ways that climate change affects us. As the pandemic shows us, we are one vast, interconnected world. Individual countries can fail or succeed in tackling COVID-19, depending on their strategies. But to stop runaway global heating, not only do individual countries have to do their bit, but the whole world will have to act as one. As always, in this podcast, my aim remains to guide you through the climate crisis. In the previous season, that was just me talking. However, in the new season of the Mint Climate Change Tracker, we have an exciting new format for you. Every week, I will be talking about a particular aspect of the climate crisis. Then, I will be joined on air by an expert who will give us a better idea on climate change and what needs to be done. Our experts will be scientists, people who deal with government policies, people from the corporate world, and influencers who are working on climate change. Our experts will also be activists and journalists who are tracking the work that our government is doing and holding it and others accountable. With their voices, I hope to give you all a well-rounded perspective on issues related to climate change. As I've said many times before, climate change waits for no one, not even a pandemic, especially when the main reasons behind most disease outbreaks is climate change. What do I mean by that? So, COVID-19 is a pandemic that's caused by a novel coronavirus, which made the jump from animals to humans in China. Now, a few weeks ago, journalist Nitin Sridhar, my colleague in Mint Lounge, spoke to some scientists and experts. He was trying to find out why diseases are increasingly making this jump from animals to humans. Here's Nitin talking about what he learned.
So, seasonality plays a big role in the spread of certain diseases. Research has shown that the combination of warmer temperatures and high humidity widen what is known as a transmission window for vector-borne diseases. Take, for example, diseases like dengue fever and Zika. Now, these are known to spread during periods of heavy rainfall and flooding. But most importantly, you should remember that the effects of climate change can have huge consequences on man-animal interface and consequently the emergence of zoonotic diseases.
That was my colleague Nitin Sridhar talking about the impacts of extreme climactic phenomena and animal habitat destruction on vector-borne diseases like dengue and zoonotic diseases like COVID-19. Remember, India has been in the grip of malaria and dengue of epidemic proportions for a while now. According to government figures, India had over 65,000 cases of dengue in 2019. In that same year, there were close to 4 lakh cases of malaria. Climate change and diseases are very closely related. There's another connection between climate change and the pandemic. If you remember, in the first season, I spoke about how long scientists have been warning governments about climate change. Well, it turns out that scientists had been warning about a pandemic for a while as well. Just like climate change, those warnings also fell on deaf ears. Michael Osterholm, an expert on infectious diseases at the University of Minnesota, wrote a series of articles in 2005 about what to do when a pandemic exactly like this one hits us. He later put it all together in his 2017 book, Deadliest Enemy: Our War Against Killer Germs. In the book, he predicted almost everything we are seeing with COVID-19, and he warned us that time was running out for preparations against a pandemic. This is what he had to say last month after the pandemic hit.
How close is what's happening now to that theoretical situation that you wrote about?
Well, actually, it's unfortunately very close to it. I theorized that this virus would show up in China, that it would start outbreaks there that would be severe, spread around the world, that we would see the kind of shutdown of the global economy as we've seen, that it would overrun our hospitals and intensive care units in many areas of the world. And then, unfortunately, the part where the chapter diverges right now is not really, in a sense, a difference. It's the fact that it just carries it out for what will likely be at least 16 to 20 months of ongoing illness occurring in our communities around the world, which is what an influenza pandemic would do.
That was Michael Osterholm on a pandemic like COVID-19, which he predicted 15 years ago. Nobody listened. Similarly, we aren't really paying much attention to what scientists have been telling us about climate change for at least 30 years now. If there's one thing that we should learn from the pandemic, it is to listen to the experts. Here's one of the world's leading climate scientists, Professor Michael E. Mann, on why this is important.
Climate change is no longer just a niche issue that deserves only to be covered in science programs or science and technology sections. It is impacting every aspect of modern life, and we need to integrate.
That was Professor Mann on why climate change is something that affects everyone, everywhere. Now, here's something for you to think about. According to a big new report that was published last week, much of our current human habitat will be unviable in the next 50 years if greenhouse gas emissions, which cause climate change, don't drop drastically. The report shows that human beings have been thriving in a very pleasant climate niche for the last 6,000 years. All of humankind's recorded history, all our civilizations, all our culture, all our progress has been in that small window of time. Much of the world's population lives in regions with a mean average temperature of 11 to 15 degrees Celsius. Another chunk of humanity, including in India, lives in a 20 to 25 degrees Celsius zone, which is cooled by the Indian monsoon. With global heating escalating, almost all of this narrow niche will become unlivable by 2070. Imagine a Sahara Desert all over India. That's what we are talking about. So we don't have time. My niece is 6 years old. In 2070, she will be 56. Is this the world that I would like to leave her and her children? We must all do whatever we can, at the personal level, at the national level, and at the global level, to fight the climate crisis. This podcast is my contribution. Hopefully, it will help you understand exactly what we are facing and what we can do about it. Before I end this episode, I'll leave you with something. Here's astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson on why science is important. Not religion, not your ideology, not what you feel, but what science tells us.
Science is a way of querying nature. Science is a way of asking questions about what you do not know. And if you don't think of it that way, you'll just leave the science class behind, you'll sell your textbook,
right,
and you move on, and then you might feel the freedom to discount it as you would discount anything else you might have learned.
That's it from me today. In next week's Mint Climate Change Tracker, I will talk about the importance of teamwork. We often hear that we are all in this together, but what does that mean? How can we all do our part? Join me next week as I speak to a special guest and also bring you up to speed with news of the climate crisis. Follow this podcast and my column in Mint Lounge on Twitter with the hashtag MintClimateTracker. Follow HT Smartcast on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram with the handle at the rate HT Smartcast. We'd love to hear from you, so write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Listen to more podcasts on hdsmartcast.com and subscribe to this one on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Vivek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Ashley Home Store's biggest President's Day sleep sale is going on now. For a limited time, save on mattresses from Sealy, Ashley Sleep, Tempur-Pedic, and more. Adjust your mattress to fit your needs and pay no interest for 5 years. Select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets up to $500 off. Plus, get a free $300 gift with purchase. Wake refreshed with all new Sealy Response Queen mattresses starting at just $599. Shop the President's Day sleep sale at Ashley Home Store. Financing is available with approved credit on qualifying purchases. See store for details.